Hey guys, this is Ralph Macchio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is William Zabka. You're listening to Cobra Kai Companion, the podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of Cobra Kai Companion, and I am Peter, and over in the corner, stretching out his quads and all of the limbs, is Watch Party. How are you doing, sir?
How did you know I was getting in my workout?
Well, I see the bunny ears, you know, moving over there. And
there you go.
Yeah. And see you stretching, you know, don't want to.
It's leg day, so I can't, yeah.
Okay, don't skip leg days.
That's true.
But we are back. We are back to do another top five list episode. And John Hurwitz also did a Q&A not too long ago, a couple weeks ago.
It's like mid-March, yeah, the 17th.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to kind of catch up on that. I don't know if there's anything worth noting in terms of,
I don't think there's been official news on the Cobra Kai front.
Yeah. I was trying to be careful how to word it. There's been rumors. Do you want to mention
concerning
any
release?
Of yeah, release.
There are rumors concerning release, and my source said it was unconfirmed anyway. Like there were many dates flowing around, and the rumored date was just one that was of several. Which I'll just leave it at that. So,
okay. Well, what do you think about like the month of September? Do you think that's possible? Do you think that's too early?
I mean, season five was in September, right? So
and they
I guess it's something Netflix has done. If you watch my channel, you know, I've predicted perhaps multiple parts, like a part one and a part two. So if it's like part one, September, part two, December, that's something, you know, that would fit with what I've talked about on my channel. You know, people have said, well, is it possible because they just started shooting? And yeah, probably. I think so, especially if they split it into two parts. But I don't know.
Two parts would be nice, you know. A few months ago Hayden mentioned, you know, like a longer episodes, and so if, you know, let's just say the episodes are you know, like roughly 45 minutes each, right? Because we're used to like 30-35, you know, season five, a lot of them, you know, I think the longest one was like 48 minutes maybe with the season five finale. But if most of the episodes are north of like 30-45 minutes, then maybe we do get a part one, part two. But also, I don't see why they couldn't maybe even get started on editing, right? Like some of the episodes, like
they start editing almost as soon as they start shooting. Like, so,
okay. Yeah. So yeah, nothing I'm privy to in the editing process, which I really should speak to some of the editors or something, you know.
It's Zach Arnold. He would be my choice.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
for those who don't know, he joined the show in season two. As a fan, he saw season one and was like, I got to get on this. And, you know, he's you know, a very accomplished editor. I think he had done Empire and a lot of other shows. And, you know, he's really good at the montages. They really get him. And they tend to put him... He's edited since season three, the finales. So he's like edited like 1, 4, 7, 10 for like seasons 3, 4, and 5 or something like that. Yeah.
I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast, but when I met him at Paley Fest, he mentioned his son is a fan of Cobra Kai Companion. So,
you know, yeah. I think you may have mentioned because I said he had a smart son. I feel like maybe even.
You're probably right. Yeah. It's almost a couple of years ago that happened. Kind of wild. Let me see here. We did talk about, we touched on.
You know, I was just thinking about 1 year since we did our 510 recap.
Has it really been almost a year?
Yeah, because I remember I was on the road on that, and that must have been about a coming up on a year ago.
Oh, well, holy cow. And I'm glad that we don't go through the episodes that quickly, you know, because maybe it would have been like a year and a half ago. Maybe, well, no, it wouldn't have been that long now at this point. Yeah, I guess it would have. I forgot nothing happened in 2023 with the show. Oh, wow. Okay. And also, speaking of episodes, I saw our friends over at Are You Karate Kidding Me just dropped their episode 502, Mole. So I forgot about that. I saw it. I retweeted it. And today would have been a great chance to listen to that because a fantastic episode. If you know, you guys heard us talk about it. But there they are. They're still out doing that. Cobra guys are still running through some 80s movies that they missed. So that kind of deal. If you guys are looking for stuff that is Cobra Kai adjacent, you know, type of movies that Johnny would probably recommend, that's kind of what they're doing right now. So that's it for some of our friends in the podcast world. All right. So before we get into the topic later on, the topic I did not mention, it's going to be top five karate moves. So watch party. That is one that you came up with. And first we will go through the Q&A. And this was a good one. John got stuck. Was it LAX or in Atlanta?
I think it was at LAX going to Atlanta. Yeah. Flight to Atlanta. Right.
Okay, so he got delayed four times. I cannot even imagine. And so he got a pretty good Q&A going on here. And we're just going to, per usual, stick with the Cobra Kai and Karate Kid related stuff. I will be reading the questions. And a watch party will be the voice of John Hurwitz. So let's see how this goes.
John, I think, was getting into something. We'll see. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. The first one comes from Grace at Brutal Dea. She asks, when can we expect a release date or teaser?
Release date has been discussed, but not set in stone. Once that's locked in, we'll know more about the pace of announcements in trailers.
Who is that cartoon villain with the?
I think John was just. I think he's angling to get maybe at a spot in the next Shrek movie.
There's a cartoon character with the he reminds me of like Wario, but has like a dog as a sidekick, and like, you know, I don't even know, but that's who I imagine. Almost kind of like Gargamel, you know, from like Smurfs. Like
I thought of Inspector Gadget because there was a dog in that, but the bad guy had a cat.
No, that was also Mr. What, Claw, right? Like he has a much more. I can't do it, but definitely not. Who's the guy that played him in the movie? Rupert something.
I don't remember. Or,
anyway, but not my claw.
I mean, I think John's evil side is just finally just pouring through.
Mustache twirling there.
Yeah, he can't hold it in any longer.
So this is interesting. Release date has been discussed. Discussed with whom? With Netflix?
With Netflix, I'm sure. I mean, that's it's like between, you know, Sony people, the Netflix people, and them somewhere in there.
Okay. At least a discussion has been had. That's exciting, right? Yeah. So that just makes it seem even closer, even though we don't know what it is. But I think they are pretty confident that it will be 2024, right? Like even...
I mean, he said that in January or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And he hasn't backtracked on that. So I think that's... We can still stick with 2024 for sure.
Right. And also, what's on Netflix has Cobra Kai slated also for 2024 as, you know, like renewed shows and whatnot.
Yeah, I think that came out somewhere in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We also, the next one comes from Carl at Cobra Kai Fandom. He says, hey, Mr. Hurwitz, what can I ask that doesn't even attempt to threaten a spoiler? Will we get more 80s metal and music in season 6? Shout out to Carl real quick. He was an extra in season 6, and that's all about I know. And he was on...
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He was on Cobra Kai Kids, Drew's channel, and I think Ken was also a guest in that episode. It was like a 9-minute video, non-spoiler, just kind of talking about like the process of him, you know, getting to be on as an extra and stuff. So
that was good for him.
Looking forward to that. Yeah.
So what do you ask about music and metal? All right. Well, this is what did John say here? John, what do you have to say about that? Season 6 will have its fair share of 80s music and not just metal. There's a very non-Johnny song in an early season montage that I know my wife and daughters are going to love.
I was expecting a little laugh at the end or something. Okay, so this can be anything.
You know, when I first saw this, yeah. I took the montage to be that it's not an 80s song.
Right.
But it could be. I guess he didn't say that. He just says it's something for the ladies, I guess. What does that mean? I don't know. I mean, the ladies love all the music that's been in it already. So what is his wife and daughters love?
He just
his
says
daughters are
very,
like teenagers, right? Aren't they?
He just says a very non-Johnny song.
Taylor Swift?
I don't believe they're teenagers, but younger. But hey, it could be some Tay Tay. You know, she might have some montage.
Is that
songs.
What you call her?
Tay-Tay was
maybe parts of her body, but not her.
No, I think Tay-Tay was when she was dating Taylor Lautner, and so they were like Tay-Tay. So I don't know. I've always just called her Tay-Tay since then.
I didn't know they went out.
Yeah. Team Jacob? Were you Team Jacob or Team Edward? Sounds like you're really thinking this through.
Oh, I didn't think anyone was actually Team Jacob.
What? I was Team Jacob.
Oh, okay. Werewolf.
I quite liked that.
Hairy men?
No, I was about to say Eclipse the book. I thought that was a pretty good audiobook. Yeah.
Is the strongest one.
See
of the four. I did read them, but
so there is a story. Twilight is what got me into podcasts.
For another time.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Okay, montage. So we're getting a montage early on, and it's something that the
now it's a non-Johnny song, but is it a non-Johnny montage? That's an interesting follow-up.
What if it's led by Johnny? You know, it's a team montage, you know, a group montage.
I don't know.
You know, or is it, you know, maybe Johnny running to like a sped up version of, you know, Hey, Mr. Postman, or, you know, and he's fixing like all the mailboxes.
I don't know. You know, I guess it's not metal. It's not rock. So like it's something different, like something on the vein of That's My Girl, like, which is like, was a different one from that song was chosen by Zach Arnold, by the way, for those who didn't know that piece of trivia. Yeah.
Okay. And also, this doesn't say if it's something that has already been selected. So maybe it's like written in as a needle drop, but also even so, that doesn't necessarily guarantee that that's the song that they're going to end up with. Right. Unless it's already been edited in, like, and that was already cleared. Right.
Yeah. I guess we don't know, but he seems confident in saying that.
That's fair. Because I think about in the Ace Degenerate, I remember Hayden shared in our Facebook group, you know, way back when, that the original song was going to be Survivor's Ocean or Oceans or something like that.
Oh, yeah. They changed it a little.
Right. Yeah. And then it went with Head Games. So.
Which worked out, I think, when he...
Absolutely. It's almost... I mean, you could kind of... there's been edits out there, you know, with the that other song, and it works just fine as well. But at this point, you know, you're just like, well, you can't really watch that scene with, like, another song, you know? Yeah. All right, let's move on. Next one comes from at Brian Nyambi. He asks, will we have more fun moments with our favorite characters in season 6?
No, nothing like this. Only misery.
Oh yeah, I bet you very little fun. Probably a lot of misery, chaos, things like that.
Yeah. I mean, I
Mine
think
Host.
God, what when he says misery, maybe he means like Daniel winning, Miyagi-Do winning. You know, we want Cobra Kai to win. So yeah,
Right.
that would be misery. Yeah.
Martin Cove likes to use the word mayhem.
Mayhem. Yeah, he
Yeah.
did use that word in your interview.
Next one comes from EdsonJer96. There will be more references of Johnny to Rocky movies.
I can confirm you haven't seen the last Rocky reference yet.
And it's at this point, it's kind of like the TV, right? Like it's got to happen, you know.
It's gotta happen. In fact, I have a video on my channel that basically, I think, confirms what it's gonna be. I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
There we go.
But we won't go there. It's maybe a tad spoilery.
Just go watch the video if you guys are
Yeah.
interested. Plenty of videos. Next one comes from Masked Jalen 1. Can we expect more lore of Crease and Silver in season 6? I really enjoyed the flashback scenes and hearing more about Kim Sung Young. Kim Sung Young.
Look at this show more. Ooh, yes, we want to make sure we see everything John says. Season 6 expands the Karate Kid Cobra Kai universe more than the first 5 seasons combined. The world building has been truly exhilarating. Excited for everyone to see the diversity of scenes we've been filming episode two episode. We're going to so many new places in the Miyagi-verse.
If you guys could see the video, I mean, I guess you could technically, like if I put up the video of me actually just like cheesing, it's pretty fun hearing I don't know, alternate John. I don't know what you would call
No,
this
it's
version of
real
him.
John. He's
It's real
finally
John. This
taken the mask
is
off.
how he actually speaks. So
Yeah.
he puts on a voice when I speak to him then.
Oh yeah. That's his like going out voice, you know. Like, I
Got
gotta
it.
put a face on for the world, you know.
This particular tweet post has gotten a lot of people excited because going to so many new places in the Miyagi-verse. So literal and metaphorically, probably
Yeah.
more flashbacks. So many different options for them with the final season. Probably going to go really bold, but I don't know what are your thoughts?
I actually tell you, I'm writing a video on this tweet right now. Be out within a week or is it next week. But yeah, definitely there's a lot of lines in this, you know, that think, you know, first off, expanding it more than the first 5 seasons combined, that's a big statement. You know, the world building, so it's like it's not just like characters, it's like the world, institutions, whatever. You know, a lot of that probably be the Sakai Takai things going on. And then something also I pointed out like when I went over this in my stream too. He says diversity of scenes, and I think that's such an interesting choice of words. Very different. You know, it's not, you know, we've had see think of Bad Eggs, right? It's like they're at the Cobra Kai Dojo, they're at the Miyagi-Do Dojo, and then they're at the jail, right? There's not really diversity of scenes in that episode, right? There's just three locations and they kind of move around. But if he's deliberately pointing out diversity, I think we're gonna be in a lot of different locations. Episode to episode, you know, from one to the next. Yeah, many new places in the
That makes
Miyagi-verse.
a lot of sense. And again, you're right. The diversity of scenes, just those words, it's very
Yeah.
specific. For five plus seasons covering the show and just about every Q&A he's done, John's very careful with the way he words things. Hayden, maybe not so much, but John definitely. We're going
Oh,
to
I
so
think
many.
Hayden is too, just in a different
Well,
way.
fair. That's fair. Yeah. We're going to so many new places in the Miyagi-verse. So that's just really excited for it. As we all should be. Okay, so the next one. This one is from a friend of the show, Anne. I guess I never really read her username out here. Escape Rania. Yeah, sounds good to me. Any chance we get another Netflix live and badass event, or two or three, to get season six off to a rousing start or finish? Great choice
I
of words
don't
there.
know what Netflix has planned yet, but I'd be surprised if we go out with a whimper.
That is also true. Well, there's probably going to be another big premiere like they did last season. Let me see. The Live and Badass, they had special guest Yuji come on, and they had quote unquote Terry Silver on the monitor. And what else came out? Oh, then that's where they also revealed the new trailer. Gasoline, May 8th. Does that sound right? That just jumped into my head.
That could be right. I do actually remember that. I remember being
I remember that
live,
night.
going live that night. Yeah.
Yeah,
That was a fun night.
it was really exciting. And shout out to Pialani, who sent me, because she was in attendance. She sent me some videos, one of which was like Yuji's entrance. And she's like, oh, I'm paraphrasing, but she's like, Peter, he's here. And she sent that to me. And so, yeah, that was really cool to see. And then obviously the line that would like change my life, I am gasoline. Just like, what? Oof, man, just thinking about it. So yeah, we'll keep an ear
Fire,
out, So excited about what Netflix has planned, if anything, at this point. Next one comes from JNSTL. Which character are you most satisfied with the way you've written their arc, development, and story across all six seasons? If you can't pick just one, which one is a standout? That's a good question.
Good question. I am proud of the thought we've put into the arcs for all of our characters, and even more proud of the way our actors have brought them to life. It'll probably be easier for me to narrow it down to a top five or 10 after the world has seen the final season, but for now, I'll say Rux.
Wow. So I did not see this one. I didn't see most of the Q&A because I like to kind of go into it blind, just to kind of get like a organic reaction. But that I've not that I've been saying it, but when it has come up, I said, Brux isn't done. Like that needs to be addressed. And so
I think he's
that's gonna
saying
be.
Brux is a joke here. I mean, I
Do you
know
think so?
he's an evil.
Wait.
Oh yeah. I think it's like Brux is semi joke because he just got beat up and disappeared. So
Okay.
it's like I don't want to narrow it down. So and the guy asked, can you give me one? He's like, Brux, yeah.
So do you think it's something like it's just enough to kind of wet the palate or it's just to give us something, right? Like this is almost.
Because he asked for something, so he's like, I don't really know what to say,
Right,
so I'll just say Brox,
right, right.
who you last saw, get beat up.
Yeah.
Actually, someone asked if he was still alive, and I pointed out it would be heck for him to say he's proud of his character arc if he were dead.
Right.
I'm
So
sorry,
I
I
have,
can't.
yeah.
It just makes me laugh. Like,
Right.
oh yeah, I really like Brock's character arc. Wow, what's he like? He's dead.
I don't know if I ever shared anything on social media, but I'm pretty sure like he's flattened, like in Drop Dead Fred, like he's just completely flat being pummeled by a hawk. Hey, did you not see that movie? I think
No, Drop Dead Fred,
1990.
no.
Yeah,
It
no, okay.
reminds me of a joke in Top Secret, though. 1984, that movie came out, by the way.
Wasn't one of the soldiers but also like flattened and he spins like
No,
no.
it's slightly different. Like, he gets a call from like this guy's like, it's World War II or whatever, or whatever. Like, he's like in prison. He's like, yes. Well, let me know if there's any change in his condition. He hangs up the phone. He's dead. Like, let me know if there's a change
Okay,
in his condition. Like,
that's hilarious.
he's
But
dead.
so I think this. I mean, it's a tease. Yeah, you would read this as a tease. Like, okay, it's like possibly expect to see Brooks back for something. Yeah. And so like, this is just a safe, no answer. But this is us almost every new topic here. John says it'll probably be easier for me to narrow it down to a top 5 or 10. We try to do that, you know. We'll see how our lists fare later on. So that one I like. Let's see. The next one comes from a friend of the podcast and your channel, Melissa.
Yeah.
Pascuch 8.
You know, I never asked her how to pronounce her last name. I would actually
maybe Pascuch. Yeah,
Italian.
Pascuch 8. She asks, "What's your favorite Miyagi reference in the show?"
Impossible to pick. The first thing that pops in my head is the flashback to Miyagi when Daniel is in the car after visiting Miyagi's grave in episode 5 of season 1. But I think the best is yet to come.
So what are we thinking, like a force ghost? And he's going to like maybe fight alongside, you know, some of the senseis? Or
why does it have to be a force ghost, Peter?
Well, hold on now. It's just a reference. Like a flashback.
There you go.
There we go. Yeah. Okay. If I had read these through and formed some thoughts, maybe I would have had better answers rather than just reacting like, oh.
I'm impressed at your ability to miss these. When you're looking at spoilers in white for a show, you just get them all. But like when it's like John's tweets,
okay. I mean, we would have to kind of do the math. March 17th. I'm sure I was, you know, with the kids. You know, it probably sounds like a Sunday.
I think it was a Sunday. I think. I do think this was a Sunday.
Yeah, see, and Sundays, yeah, always with the kids, and we were probably out doing something, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah, and actually, you know what? May have gone. My father's been sick, and so I know, kind of been visiting him, in and out of the hospital, kind of thing. So, yeah, it was definitely one of those things. Like, I was even thinking about saying like, hey, he did a Q&A. Want to do something tonight or tomorrow? And so I never did that. So that clearly I was definitely busy since I didn't even ask you that. And the fact that we waited this long. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have been busy on the personal end here. But yeah, very excited. And that is also a great flashback one. Would that have been the first one that popped into your head?
Someone asked you, or if they asked me what's my favorite, I actually think I may say the thing. Say the same.
Yeah, I think my favorite Miyagi reference is actually the seeing Miyagi in 206. Right, the opening sequence where
trashed, from behind, it's a body double, but
it's a body double, and you first see like hands painting, and I remember my first reaction was like, oh, he got some of the students to kind of clean up Miyagi-Do, but then it's a reveal that it's Miyagi, you know, and you see the back of him and Miyagi-Do, and then it kind of transitions to the vandalism and Daniel standing out there. So that would be the first one that comes to mind for me. But yeah, good one. Very excited to see what is coming. And Anne returns and asks,
we're skipping that one.
Yeah, we're skipping that one. Yep. Okay, so let's see, how about that one? Okay, so this one comes from Real Kenny Roy. Will we ever get a Coors Banquet collab with Johnny's face on it?
Will we? Tagging Coors Banquet.
Yeah, what is Molson Coors?
I assume it's their...
Oh, it's a brewing...
I assume it's like the parent company or something.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. This one comes from Amy at Sabrina Obscura. She asks, let's see. Oh, she's replying to something that he says. Yes.
Yeah, she's like replying. Yeah.
Okay, so let me see. It's it's a response to Anne asking about Oh, no, no, this is something unrelated.
She asked a question. Amy was like seconding the question. And then John responded to Amy sort of second.
So Anne says, now that the show is ending, any chance we get some episode commentary from across all six seasons, either on DVD re-releases or podcasts? And Amy says, yes, this please, a commentary podcast even. And can someone please force Billy to post all the behind the scenes stuff we know is on that phone? Or on an iPad, you know, who knows? But yeah, would love that. And
the guys and I would love to do a commentary podcast at some point if we can find the time. A treasure trove of memories to share. As for what's on Billy's phone, you don't want to see me naked. No, we got to figure it's mostly TikTok dances, right?
I like the hashtag dancing Billy. So there's something we don't know. Also, did John Hurwitz just turn into a pirate right then?
It happens. I always thought it was like, I think he said once he's half pirate on his mom's side.
Got it. All right. A commentary podcast. I'm here.
They've talked about that before, haven't they?
Oh, like many a times.
Yeah, and are doing a Karate Kid podcast and stuff like that. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. The next one comes from Map of the Poets. Hi, John. How are all of you and the whole cast knowing that it's the last season? I can imagine there's a lot of nostalgia in the air. Oops, sorry, wrong way. Whoa, what the hell am I doing? Okay, there we go.
There's an amazing energy. I feel like we've been all savoring every moment, both on and off set. It's been a special ride and continues to be.
I bet. A lot of these cast members, they've been with each other since what, as early as 2017?
Season one. Yeah.
Yeah. Grown up together. Many of which are obviously as their teens, into their early 20s, kind of crazy. But yeah, I can only imagine the feelings, you know, because like they've become family too. And so, I do wonder, you know, how many tears, if any, how many people have shed a tear. So probably everybody. I don't know. Who knows? Melissa makes a return here. She asks if you could describe the Cobra Kai series finale fight scene in one word, what would it be?
Memorable.
Okay. All right. I hope so. Looking
you know what's interesting that about that to me that I thought when I saw that is like they haven't filmed it yet. Like, right? I assume they haven't filmed the final fight scene. Like, so
I don't know. I mean,
maybe they've talked about it at this point, you know, and have an idea, but like, is it even choreographed? Like, my assumption is probably not yet, especially 2 weeks ago, you know.
That's a good question. And I do wonder, you know, if they are, how out of order are they filming? You know, based off of, like, people's availabilities, you know, things of that nature and locale. So, I guess we'll find out. But I'm glad that it'll be memorable. This final fight. Yeah.
You won't forget it.
Yeah. Definitely not forgettable. The next one comes from Sifu Dan 605. He asks, the fight choreographers and writers did a phenomenal job of making season 4's All Valley the best of the Miyagiverse. Will the Tekkai span 2 episodes as well?
I won't say how many episodes take place at the Tekkai. But I will say our stunt team will be deserving of all the awards for the work they're doing on season 6. We've taken things up a notch.
Interesting. Up a notch. Okay. So in season 4, the All Valley, they introduced a weapons demonstration.
And skills event was a bunch of that stuff.
Yeah. Season 4. 5, no tournament. I'm trying to look at the wording of this as well, whether it's just like fights in general or tournament style stuff. But
well, he did say all season 6, so on season 6,
they're doing on season 6. There it is. Yeah, So I do wonder what the up a notch can be, including the senseis in more street fights.
Bigger, better, I don't know. Whatever.
Maybe a fight will like run into like the next episode. Like that's the cliffhanger. Like you just have to like start the next episode to continue the fight. That's how long it is. Maybe. All right. Next one comes from Mills Wheels at 96. Will my main man Dimitri get some more time to shine this season?
Dimitri shines like a diamond in season six.
I wonder if that's a Rihanna reference. Perhaps
Probably
that.
not. I
Probably
don't
that's
know.
a montage song.
Oh,
It's
man.
like Dimitri leading the pack. And it's shine bright like a diamond. And it's like Rihanna. No?
Oh, man.
Okay. All right. Guess not. The next one comes from Mundo Cobra Kai. What makes Sekai Tagai such a special tournament?
The unpredictability, the international scope, the skill level of the fighters.
Very, very excited. The skill level of the fighters. People forget that a lot of our group of kids, the combined dojos, a lot of them only just started karate. And so the skill level of the fighters from wherever that are also part of this tournament, they've probably been fighting for years, since they were kids even. So yeah, that's going to be really interesting. So I do like that the international scope, he says. Unpredictability. Maybe because there's going to be a lot of new fighters, right? So you don't know what to expect out of them, maybe. In the tournaments, I don't know. That'd be really interesting. Like every time I hear about the Sekai Tagai, I always just think back to like Bloodsport and like that style of tournament, but with kids, we'll see. We'll see how far they go. The next one is from at Robbie Apologist. Will Robbie fans be happy this season? Is there anything you can say about Robbie this season and your opinions on him?
Zeynep Buchanan is doing tremendous work this season. Robbie fans have a lot to look forward to.
All right, well there you go. And that's exciting. I think
He was savoring that, the way he said that, didn't you think?
he
Like,
really was. He really was.
I
The
don't know.
way
What's this?
he
He's
started
always
with
gonna have his shirt off again. That's what he's
yeah,
talking about.
that could be it. That could be it. Yeah. More shirtless Robbie probably. Let's see here. The next one comes from Uzair and a bunch of numbers. Hawk has a strong following in the fandom. What can us Hawk fans look forward to? I feel this might be you. Is that your burner account?
No, it wasn't. It could have been, but his most epic mohawk to date.
Oh yeah, and you recently made a video based off
I
of this.
did, yeah, a short one, yeah. But
Yeah,
I included a little thing that Jacob had said, talking about the mohawk too. His own, like he wanted it like white with shadowy gray tips is what Jacob was always looking for.
did you mock up that image yourself? There was a couple different ones, but I think it was the first one with the white or whatever. It almost looked like a big old tooth, like a shark tooth, like on his head. You'll have to go back and look at it. It was actually kind of funny, but I like that look actually. The white, well, whatever it was, yeah, I like that look a lot. Do you? Well, no, you know what? I'll just tell people if they're interested. I mean, you kind of just speculate and do a few mock-ups if people want to take a look-see to kind of see what you were kind of thinking.
And I had a few of my own guesses or, whatever.
All right, so there we go. As we all do every season, what color is his Hawk gonna be? His Mohawk gonna be next? So there we go. I mean, and if you guys watch like the Lone Lobos podcast on YouTube, I mean you can see his hair color, so there's that. All right, next one. Ooh, we haven't seen this gentleman in a while since season two.
It's an
This
unrelated question.
oh, we will move it along. Okay, next one comes from XL1 Ghosty. Will Miguel fans be happy this season?
If you like floppy, Herr Cholo, you'll like what you'll see.
Wrong pun. This is not obliterated. This is Cobra Kai.
If you like floppy hair, Cholo.
Yeah, it's like saying like the sky, you know, like yes, and the sky is blue, water is wet, right? So if you, unless Miguel gets a buzz cut, we're gonna like Miguel.
Yeah, you know? There you go.
There you go. Next one comes from J4 Eyes. How many times are you going to make me cry this season?
I can't tell you how many times. That varies person to person. But make no mistake, you will cry.
I guess the bigger question is happy cry or sad cry, right? Like, are we going to do... Miguel cry in 408 or 502, or is it going to be like maybe 410 with Robbie and Johnny? You know, may happy tears there. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Who knows? But looking forward to crying. I love that. Here's one of my fair questions right here. This one comes from Joseph Cobra Kai, and if you listen to one of my Michael Jonathan Smith interviews, this is where this question comes from. Does anyone shit in a tuba this season?
It's Bert shaking his head no.
That's it. Yeah, that's a great question, because we do wonder. There's a card somewhere in the writer's room that Bert takes a shit in a tuba. Will it happen? And I don't know if the answer is yes or actually a reaction to the question.
I feel like he's reacting to the question.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And
because he's shaking his head no in the image, but kind of like, but yeah.
Right. And I think that concludes it. Do you remember anything else maybe that didn't show up or something?
No, I think that was it.
That's about it. Okay. All right. Well, that concludes the Q&A, but not this episode. We will now get into our top five karate moves. Watch party, you did come up with this topic, so we will have you start. Now, we did not, I did not solicit any feedback. We thought that maybe combining the Q&A and the top five, you know, would give you guys a nice lengthy episode, and didn't want, you know, to just really make this a long one, but also scheduling. So, all right, sir, tell me, how difficult or easy was coming up with this list?
I guess there was a lot. It's not like it's difficult, of course, to define moves you want to include. It's always deciding, do I want to put it in this one, that one, this rank, that rank, you know, and so often there's many of them. Yeah. You're like looking at it. It's like, I could put it there. I could put it there. You know, definitely there's been a lot of great karate moves. Let's just say that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I tried going through IMDb and just like looking at some of the images. That was kind of like, you know, me quote unquote reviewing and just I was hoping like things would just randomly pop in my head and some of those put on a list. And let's see, I have eight here, and I think I'll just kind of read them the way I have them numbered. But, you know, I'm sure even if we had feedback from the group, there's so many different moves and everyone's interpretation.
Yeah, and I know there's stuff I didn't include. Like, you know, I ended up, I think, going with what I think is like cool or flashy, but definitely it was a wide open category.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, very broad. Absolutely. So why don't you kick us off with your number five?
All right. Number five, top five best karate moves. Number five, episode, season three, episode two, Nature versus Nurture in the warehouse fight. Johnny sweeps the leg of the guy while Daniel does a spin kick as the finishing on the boss. Sort of a cool move. Great end to a great fight. They kind of do their signature moves. Johnny's sweeping while Daniel's kicking the face. It's a cool fight that ends on a great move like that, and it's the two of them together. So I am like combining the two of them for this because it's a team move. I think it's just a cool move.
I agree with you. It shows up later, but I'll just go ahead and you know, we'll just discuss it now. I have it at number one, because it's the two of them. It's the two of them. And if you remember, we had a year and a half lull between seasons two and three, right? Mm-hmm. Three came to Netflix, mm-hmm. and we were waiting a really long time for something. And mm-hmm. then the trailer drops, and then we see that as part of the trailer. We're like, what the fuck? They're fighting together, you know? So there was a lot of excitement around that. And mm-hmm. and I do believe that the fight was what was the term? It's exactly what we wanted. It's everything we wanted. And then the bad guys were like using weapons as well. But mm-hmm. the leg sweep with the round kick or whatever it is, mm-hmm. It just looked really badass. And mm-hmm. seeing it in the trailer just made it even more exciting for season three. And you know, we wanted to see if Miguel actually ended up surviving, you know, the fall.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I didn't think about its placement in the trailer, but that definitely, I can see why that in a way really did even elevate it. It was just such a, because you're so blown away in that trailer and you see that movie, it's like, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's why I had it so high, because it wasn't necessarily just like, oh yeah, okay, well, it's the two of them and mm-hmm. look how cool it really looked. But like the first time I saw it, it was in the trailer. So it wasn't even like, you know, like, oh, well, cool. You know, it's the year after mm-hmm. and we're getting a new trailer and like whatever. It's like everything that we went through leading up mm-hmm. to finally seeing something. And that one right there really stuck out for me. And I had that at one.
Yeah.
All right. So back to you for four.
What was your number five? I'll do four. Now you'll do your five. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I got it. I got you. All right. So my number four. Yes. Season one, episode 10, Mercy. Hawk's flying punch in the early rounds of the All Valley and the subsequent celebration. I feel like this is where like Hawk was truly born. That flying punch kind of became his signature move. It's really cool. It's something of him. I think people have called it the Superman punch. But yeah, it's so cool. And of course I'm throwing on just the celebration on top of it when he's like celebrating, rips off the top of his gi and everything.
He's so hot. Mm-hmm. Right? Is that where she says that?
Yeah, when she says it.
That's a good one. Let me see, do I have a Hawk on here? I have Hawk somewhere listed, but not even close to that. Again, there's so many different things, but yeah, that's a cool one. I'll just leave it at that. That's a cool one. Not one I have, but mm-hmm. I was trying to spread it around to like, you know, different people and stuff. I reordered it. I took my number one, put it at five. So my number four comes from episode 402, first learn stand. Mm-hmm. And this one isn't necessarily a karate move per se, but it is a cool move, and it's a legacy move, and we see it performed by Daniel where he is doing the bottle cap challenge. I mean, nope, sorry, the bottle chop. That, you know which one I'm talking about? Where like
when he chops Johnny's, the beer bottle. Mm-hmm.
Yep,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's a great one, and I didn't think of it. But no, yes. It is a karate move. It's a
Mr. Miyagi did it, and we see Daniel do it to Johnny while Johnny's drinking a beer. And like, why this one stuck out? It's because like Johnny isn't easily impressed by the shit that Daniel does, mm-hmm. and that was a moment, you know, and not only a moment that he was impressed that like, whoa, Daniel just did this. But it's also like the whole conversation about like Mr. Miyagi and, you know, he's also badass and, you know, he saved your life, you know, whatever. Just a really great moment.
Yeah. I regret not having that one on my list because I feel like I should have. But yeah, that's absolutely a great one. I totally agree. I've, you know, for those who've listened, I've talked about that episode a lot. It's one of my favorite episodes, and it's one of my favorite episodes of the show, even that moment there. So yeah, definitely great answer. All right. Number three for me. This is, I think this will be a common one, and maybe you'll have this one too. So, season 3, episode 5, Miyagi-Do, Chosen does the pressure point techniques on Daniel and takes him out, finished with a little nose honk.
Yes, you know me too well. I do have it. It's actually my number 2. Yeah. You know, first time we see Chosen back ever since, you know, Karate Kid 2, in these two episodes, episode 304 and 305. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we still don't know what the hell he's up to. And also, this is the first time we see an aggressive side of Miyagi-Do. And so, yeah, really enjoyed it. We see it performed a couple more times. You know, as we often say here, you know, we have a little spot here for the first.
I think the first is really the best too. I love the whole montage. It's going back and forth. Chosen's mostly getting Daniel, but then there was like Daniel gets Chosen once, and then Chosen's like, oh no, and then he busts out that whole technique, and it just goes the whole way. Yeah, it's a really great moment.
And if you remember, like, I don't remember if I asked. I feel like I might have asked Yuji on an interview, because once Daniel is like down, Chosen kind of like I don't want to say it's a strut, but it's like some sort of like, you know, he's like dusting himself off a little bit, you know, for like the finishing move kind of thing. Like he does this thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel he said that, like, that's just, he just did it on his own. Like it wasn't, you know, directed or on paper. Right. Like he just felt like that's what Chosen would have done. And so that always stood out. So like leading into that as well, you know, to kind of like compare it to Daniel doing it to Johnny, or Kreese even. I don't really want to talk about bring up the one on Kreese. That one was probably like the one where you're like, okay, I want to see it done to this one. But with Johnny, you know, you see it happening and you're like, wait, well, what's going on? Why, Daniel, what are you doing? You know, so there's a lot of emotions going on in that sequence as well. But like, I do love Zach and Leo's score in 305 when Chosen's doing it. It's a really great scene. But yep, I have it at number 2. Okay. And so that was your 3, right?
That was my 3, yeah.
3. Okay, so my number 3 is this comes from season 4, episode 10, The Fall? The Rise. So, yep. And this one comes from no other than the Bonesai Badass herself, Samantha. It's the Flying Tornado Kick. I really like this because, well, this is something that Johnny taught her and she executed it, and I think she scores a point if I remember correctly, and I love how like Tori goes to talk to like Kreese and Silver, and she's, you know, she points out like she's fighting aggressive. And I love that moment for Sam, you know. And so that's why I have that on here. And, you know, like, I also want to give like a 3B for Johnny also doing it in season 5. And Mole, I think he does it.
Mole, the first one. I'm not sure. Does he fight it? Yeah. Mole, yeah.
Yeah, in the arena, what's it called? Hector's place, the underground. I don't know if it's underground, but like.
The fight club or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's what I had for number 3. So now number 2 to you.
Number 2. Okay, so I took this. It's sort of like the same move that's done twice. I'm combining them. So I'm just going to mention them both. Same kind of similar. You'll see. So here we go. Season 3, episode 5, Miyagi-Do. And season 5, episode 5, Extreme Measures. This is Robbie running and jumping and flipping off the walls. He does it while he's fighting Sean. He's pushing him, and then he literally does a flip off the wall to get behind him and kick him. And then again, when he's fighting Miguel, he like fakes one way, jumps off the wall, and then kicks Miguel in a great shot. So it's Robbie's wall jumps combined with kicks and other moves. Really cool. I mean, Tanner is one of the most natural athletes on in the cast. So, you know, he's doing that himself, which I think makes it all the more better. You know, that's raising it up because it is Tanner actually doing these stunts. Great stuff. Great to watch. Yeah, I love it with this, that Sean fight. And then again, with the Miguel, those jumping off the walls. I hope we get something similar, even topping that in season six.
Oh, yeah, I completely agree with you about everything you just said about Tanner. But, you know, maybe some people don't know that Tanner also dances. And so, you know, he can move. That guy can move. I did rewatch the school fight. And there was another thing that Robbie does that I think is really cool when he's fighting Miguel. It's when they're in the hallway and Robbie does this, like, kick, and I really wish that I had it to describe, but he kicks with like one foot and then maneuvers around to and kicks with the other foot, like almost in the same
spin. I know you're talking, you know, yeah. You're talking about when they're on top of the top level.
Oh, is that right? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because they're next to the railing. Yeah, kicks.
Okay.
Miguel grabs his leg, and then he leaps up and kicks with his other foot. And I actually had that originally in my honorable mentions. I took it out. But I was debating. I didn't want to get too much Robbie, too. Like, I was going to have like four Robbie ones, so I didn't, you know.
I mean, so I didn't take honestly, it makes a lot of sense. Robbie, you're right. Robbie has a lot of – he's got some good – he's got some good moments. And also, you know, if you think about it, Robbie probably has done him and Sam, right? Of a lot of the kids, they have the most experience, or at least they started much earlier than a lot of them, right?
Well, not so much Sam, but you know, Robbie started earlier for sure. And I think really from the point of view of the choreographers, like since Tanner does have the most natural talent, they can give him like the best stuff.
Right.
And then they can shoot it right up with Tanner, you know? So that's why we get some of that stuff. You know, just some of the, you know, the actors, you know, you rely on your stunt double. It's fine. But like, you can get a little bit closer and such with Tanner.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to see what he's got for us in season six.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And so I already gave my number two earlier, that that's where we cross with the chosen pressure points. So my number one, right? I go straight to number one now. I'm going to straight to number one with a bullet, a silver bullet from episode 507. I'll need some help on that one. I just put 50 question mark, but it's a silver bullet.
508, the second attack. Seven is bad eggs.
Okay, so Sekai Taikai, because it was definitely when Kenny does it as well. I'm assuming it was the same episode. But anyway, I like the look of it. And I also like the way it's executed in terms of like the editing style, like the slow-mo and, you know, cocking back. And I just think it looks really slick. And I originally had it at number two, Nature versus Nurture fight. That was actually number one.
Yeah.
So.
No, can't argue. And you're talking about Silver doing it.
Silver doing it,
on the dummy, yeah.
Correct. Yep,
sorry, Bob. Kenny, but Silver was a little bit, you know.
It's his method. It's his name in the damn method. Yeah, that's his name. You know, if it was Kenny Bullet, different story.
Yeah, that is a great, it's just the visual, even as you're talking about it, I'm visualizing it. I'm sure all the listeners are visualizing it. It's just, you can see it. It's beautiful.
The definitely painful agree. Bullet. How about that? The painful bullet. Now we're talking about Kenny. But yeah.
Painful strike. Yeah, that'll have his own moves.
But just the silver bullet is just sexy and sleek and just, very visually just stunning. Yeah. So, that at number one. All right. What do
my
we have?
My number one. Look, maybe it's an easy one, but
okay.
I don't. Season 5, episode 10, Head of Snake, Daniel's crane kick.
Ah,
I love it. It was just classic. It's the most classic, iconic Karate Kid move. You know, it's been referenced and memed and mocked so many times. I mean, I think Ralph tries to just protect it a little, and, you know, he doesn't want to do it. And the find a time to bring it back and make it count. And that's what they did. And, you know, that's why we're watching, you know, they nailed it. Exactly what we're looking for. And I loved it. And, you know, you can't have the Karate Kid without the crane kick and you got to make it right. And that's what they did. So I'm happy.
Absolutely.
For that.
Absolutely. I can't argue with that. I guess a little surprised, not surprised, you know, like it makes sense. Like I'll say that it makes sense. Your number one, if you know, for those that listen to this podcast, you have talked about this moment, this sequence, many a times. And so, I can't argue with that. So let's get into your honorable mentions and then recap your five.
All right. So honorable mentions. First one, this is the fun one. Season 3, episode 3, Now You're Gonna Pay. Bobby sweeps Johnny's leg in the church.
Nice. Yes, yes. You know what? I really wanted to go back and watch the
206. Yeah.
With them. I wanted to go back.
Yeah. He's got some good moves in that one too. Does like a high crescent kick and stuff. But I like this, that like sweep here. He comes up and kind of fixes his suit, check it and everything. You know, it's the full moment. Yeah.
But it's also like doing it to Johnny, you know, not just like in a fight, but it's like your buddy. Yeah. I do like that. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Sweep your leg. All right. And okay, this is a good one. Season 4, episode 5, Match Point. This is Johnny counters Daniel's kick after he'd been hit by the pressure points when he was destabilized and then takes Daniel down and scores a point. I think this is like an underrated move by Johnny because Daniel was fighting a little dirty, started busting out the pressure points in this sort of match they got going on. He did one or two, like half of Johnny's body's out. And then Daniel goes to kick and take Johnny out, but Johnny beats Daniel. He kicks his own leg back and then literally takes Daniel down and nails him. I think like it's a really underrated moment for Johnny. That was really cool.
100%. Underrated and also just the, I don't know if logistics is the right word, but the technicality of that move, I think absolutely is a really, really good one. I know for me, like in that moment, my feelings are more at like, Daniel, you dick, you know, and not necessarily even thinking about the move that Johnny just used to counter him. Yeah, absolutely. Great one, actually.
Mm-hmm. And season 4, episode 10, The Rise. This is the Robbie Hawk fight. They both sort of kip up. They jump up when they both got knocked down in the fight. It's like getting up, but it's really cool. Yeah, without the shirts. Yeah, everything. But that's just a great moment in their fight for the two of them. They both look so badass. So that was a basic one, but I liked that one. So I'll recap. Number 5-2, Nature versus Nurture. Johnny sweeps while Daniel spin kicks to the face the thugs at the repair shop. Number 4, 110, Mercy. Hawk's flying punch in celebration. The flying Hawk punch, maybe we'll call it. Season 3, episode 5, Miyagi-Do. Chosen does the pressure point technique on Daniel. Number 2, combined 305 Miyagi-Do and 505 extreme measures. It's Robbie running off the walls and flipping over Sean and taking him from behind and also jumping off the wall to kick Miguel. So it's basically Robbie's wall jumps.
Mm-hmm.
Number 1, 510, Head of Snake, Daniel's crane kick. And then honorable mentions, 303, Now You're Going to Pay, Bobby sweeps Johnny at the church. 405, Match Point, Johnny counters Daniel's kick after the pressure points and then takes Daniel down and scores a point. 410, The Rise, Robbie and Hawk, kip up, flip up from the bats, shirtless.
Solid 8. And, you know, we can obviously do a part 2 or 3 of this very topic. A lot of great moments. And, man, I'm just thinking about, like, so many other fights in season 5 that we barely talked about. You know, there's, like, there's got to be some sort of move in the 5 Ouroboros, like, in the dojo with, like, Johnny and Chosen versus, like, I'm forgetting the sensei's name, but there's so many. So my honorable mentions, the first one I have listed comes from Mercy, episode 210.
No mercy.
No Mercy. Okay, No Mercy. This is Stingray in the school fight.
Oh, ha
So
ha ha ha!
my
Good one.
man here, he starts off with like a three-hit combo. I forget what he does with like the second guy, but then he hips check like a third guy. And so it's just like it's like a series of moves. And so
He
I
like
want
he like he kneels and grabs someone's tendon or
that's what
something.
it was. You know, he kind of like squats down to make sure he's not gonna like cramp like a muscle, leg muscle. But you're right, yeah. So there's that. My second one, you mentioned a crane kick. I have a different one from 110. Mercy? No Mercy. Mercy.
Mercy, that's
No Mercy.
mercy.
Okay, there we go. Miguel performing the crane
Ah,
kick. So
there
the
you
first
go.
time we see a Cobra Kai perform a crane kick, executes it perfectly. Just a little jab there at Daniel from Johnny. And yeah, I thought that was a really good one. And when I remember my reaction when I first saw that, I go, "Holy shit, no way. No, they did not just do that." That was my legit reaction. I could not believe it. And my third honorable mention is from 203, Fire and Ice. A move, karate adjacent, but it's when Hawk does the flip during a demonstration and kicks the boards being held by Dimitri. Because like you get the, like the screeching Hawk sound effect as
No,
well, and I remember seeing that in the trailer and thinking that looked so cool, because then you it, and then it like it cuts to Dimitri holding like the
the
broken board,
boards,
yeah, and you're just like, what the hell is going on? So that season two trailer, man, is so special. I really wish
it really was.
the original version is still out there, you know, with like all the songs and such. To recap my five, I have at 5302, Nature versus Nurture. That's the Johnny and Daniel tandem taking down the one guy in the fight, the same one you had. Number four, 402, First Learn Stand. That's the bottle chop from Daniel. Number three, 410, The Rise, Flying Tornado Kick from Sam. Number two, 305, Chosen Pressure Points in Miyagi-Do. And number one, 508. This is when Terry Silver performs, or demonstrates rather, the silver bullet to Bob, or you know, their version of Bob, which is still Bob, but I forget what it stood for, but that's why it's called Bob. It's like, you know, body something rather. But anyway, that, oh yeah, and yeah, the honorables, Stingray in 210, Miguel's crane kick in 110, and the Hawks flip and kicks the board in 203, Fire and Ice. So again, did not solicit for any feedback. I after going through these lists, I want to rewatch the All Valley season four, episodes 409 and 410. I'm gonna go back and watch those tonight. I do need to do a binge at some point, but I jump around so much. So let's see
Me too.
here. I don't. I don't have a top. Hopefully, I can think of one while we're kind of wrapping up here. You have a couple videos that people should definitely check out. There was one Sam one I did not expect to see, but it was actually a positive Sam one. Something Mary said on the Lone Lobos, and you made a video out of that. I think that was a good watch. And then the Crease one was something that he mentioned in a previous interview with me and Susan when they came on to talk about Taste of Love. So those two, anything else you could think of that you've done recently?
The ones we mentioned. Let's see. I also put out a short one on Terry Silver. I had a couple of short ones out. These we're talking like 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes, a couple of short ones. The Sam one, and then some of the other videos based on some set pictures or something, which semi spoilers, so beware of those. But if you're interested in those, and like I said, I'm making a video on that tweet about the lore. So I want to get, and they may even be like two videos, because I have like this video, and then I think I have a theory for the last fight, or I'll just say like maybe the last fight for Johnny or something, or Johnny's big fight. somewhere in here, something came to me, and I think so. I'm gonna just, but I, it's like I gotta make the other video first and then do that. So, you know, I'll get to it. Hopefully soon. You know,
won't and be too if long. You guys haven't already, you should subscribe. So when those videos drop, you'll be able to see them.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So here we go. Tune in to the next episode when we discuss top five needle drops. What do you think of that one? That sounds fun.
It's not, it's my weakness, but I can do it.
Okay. Is it more titles for you or?
Just like songs, like I have to think, wait, is that actually like a needle drop, a song or a, or, you know, the soundtrack, you know, from Zach and Leo, but.
I see. Yeah,
I can do it. But I do know most of them are certainly right from the earlier seasons.
Yeah. And for those that is unfamiliar with the term needle drop, it's the song, a song in the show, you know, so not score from Zach and Leo, the composers. You know, there's been many songs that were reused from the movies and obviously songs from the show itself. So plenty to choose from. And that will be the next topic. That's pretty much it.
So we're going to include needle drops from the movie, like Young Hearts. So it's reused. Yeah. Not the score from the movie.
Correct. Right. So, I mean, Young Hearts was reused in Cobra Kai. So that can be included. We're only doing just the ones that appeared on Cobra Kai. If they were in the movie as well, totally fine. But as long as it was also in Cobra Kai.
Mm-hmm. And it's got to be a pre-existing song. What about a new, I got to clarify, what about a new cover?
A new cover?
Cruel Summer.
Right.
Which was made specifically for the show.
It's still a needle drop.
We're calling that a needle drop. Okay.
Yeah. So just any song that has been used on the show.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, and you know what? Your own interpretation. So, that'll be it. Watch Party, where can people find you if they don't already follow you on social media?
Yeah, obviously YouTube at Watch Party, on Twitter X, Instagram, Watch Party 1. You can follow me there. Those are my main spots.
Right. And for me, you can find me at Cobra Kai Pod on X/Twitter or on Instagram at Cobra Kai Companion, Companion Network. If you want to follow me there to see all the things I do, Obliterated, at some point, we'll get to the episode reviews over there. Twisted Metal, they're in the writer's room for season 2 and also just released in the UK on Paramount Plus. So UK listeners, go check out Twisted Metal. A lot of fun. Can't wait for season 2. And what else do I do? Is that it? Yeah, that's the three shows. All right, so that's going to do it, and we will catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Thank you, by the way, awesome, for your fandom. You've been great, man. You've been along for the ride the whole time. You've been cheering us on. You really get into it. You get the fans engaged. So you being here is important, and we really, really appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
This has been a production of the Companion Network.